Hurricane Charley has strengthened and is due to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast later today. The storm has sustained winds of 110 miles per hour and has prompted Florida Governor Jeb Bush to declare a state of emergency. Authorities have ordered nearly 1 million people in the hurricane's path to evacuate their homes. The Tampa, St. Petersburg area is expected to bear the brunt of the storm. NPR's Eric Weiner is in nearby Sarasota, Florida, and joins us on the line. Eric, what is it like where you are?
Well, it's surprisingly nice, actually. Some light winds, a few passing showers. You would never know at this moment that anything is amiss, but the meteorologists assure us, in fact, that Hurricane Charley is bearing down, and Charley has proved to be a fairly steady storm in that sense. You know, a lot of these hurricanes will veer wildly one direction or another. That's not been the case with Charley. It's still on course and due to make landfall, as you say, in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area sometime later today.
You don't sound terribly panicked. How about the rest of the people there?
I guess I'm picking up on the vibe around me, and the vibe around me is not particularly panicked, at least not at this moment. You know, people are stocking up on batteries and water, plywood to board up their houses and their businesses. There have been some lines for gasoline. There have been a few shortages. Maybe it's because people here are not used to a big storm. They're in this part of Florida, on the Gulf Coast, there's not been a hurricane of this size in more than 80 years. Now, Florida Governor Jeb Bush has called this storm, Hurricane Charley, and I quote, a scary, scary thing, and he's urging people to take it very seriously. In fact, authorities in the area where I am, and just north in Tampa, have ordered the evacuation of low-lying areas, barrier islands, mobile homes. All told, close to 1 million people have been told to get out of the area.
And what exactly does a mandatory evacuation mean? I mean, it sounds like you've got to leave, but how does that work, and do people really do that?
Well, it's a bit of a misnomer, actually. It's not as mandatory as it sounds. You are told to leave, you're ordered to leave, but you're not going to be arrested if you choose to stay, and you're not actually going to be physically forced to leave. However, the emergency rescue squads here have made it clear that if you choose to stay in one of these dangerous areas, and if you get into trouble and then dial 911, they're not necessarily going to come and get you. In fact, they probably will not if the winds are more than 45 miles per hour. As one rescue worker here put it, we're not going to be making suicide missions. The concern really is not, you know, you hear a lot about the winds, and they're very dramatic, and they can gust up to 110, 120 miles per hour. But the real concern with Charley, as with any hurricane, is what they call the storm surge, which is, in plain English, a big wall of water that could come crashing down. And in fact, most people who do die in hurricanes die from drowning, not from the wind. And that, again, is the concern with Hurricane Charley.
Eric, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Eric Weiner.